Ulster champion, Michael, how does that feel?
It's a great feeling now. We've working for months now flat there, and it's great to finally win it.
Yeah. This was the goal from the very start of the year, and this was always the target. You were the best team in Ulster throughout the campaign. Yes, you've had your patches where you've had to dig deep and work hard, but this is a tremendous occasion for you.
I see the support here, it's just out in the middle of the field, and there's people everywhere. And thanks to the support coming out today, and it's just, can't even put it into words how I feel right now. We've been working so long for this year, and it's great to finally win it.
Yeah, it means so much to win an Ulster title, and I suppose to win it as well in the final year of at under 21 level.
Yeah, it's nice to make a bit of history, and hopefully go on now and go on in All Ireland, hopefully.
Yeah.
In Dublin now Saturday, and hopefully we'll focus on them, and hopefully we'll make it All Ireland.
Yeah. Well, before we look at that, we'll take a look at the game here. I suppose Rorkin's goal just before half time was the big score that really put you on the way.
I mean, goals, Jamie done great. Like, and I was just waiting for him to pick it up, and he didn't pick it up. He squared to Larkin. I mean, once that goes in, he gave us great confidence for half time, and probably. Or Derry's head's probably down a wee bit, and it's great we pushed on from there.
Yeah, because they came back during the first half, you just looked comfortable, and then all of a sudden they were able to bring the game back level. They kicked something like 4 or 5 unanswered scores.
They were kicking scores. I mean, probably look at ourselves, probably weren't defensively good enough at times, and didn't push out well enough, and they were tagging on scores the first time. It was tight, and then just, as you say, the goal kind of pushed us on a bit, and second half we kind of pulled away a bit.
Yeah, and he's done that early in the second half. He's knocked on them extra couple of points, and then Derry were really chasing the game after that, and you seemed in total control. You didn't seem threatened after that.
In fairness now, his scoreline probably flatters us a wee bit. I mean, Derry are a good team. You see, you don't make an Ulster final unless it's a good team, and probably a good fight. And once we got the goals, your heads went down a wee bit, but Derry probably a good fight.
Yeah. How does it feel to finish top scorer in the Ulster under 21 championship?
I don't even know here till now, but that's a good feeling, I'm sure. It doesn't matter, whoever gets scores gets them, and it's all team effort.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to need another team effort this coming Saturday, All Ireland semi final against the Dubs. There's a bit of history there, obviously, from minor level with you guys, but it's a match that you'll definitely be up for.
It's a match we're looking forward to. I mean, we'll recover now, and probably don't know if we're celebrating yet tonight, and we'll get recovery done, we'll focus on Dublin, their strengths, and we'll try and stop them, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, listen, Michael, well done, and thanks for talking to us. Congratulations.
Thank you. Cheers, thanks.